the work you've been doing in your organization up there in New England, have you encountered any really frightening events lately?
One of our interesting ones is the water poltergeist case that we're involved with at this point in time. We've been investigating it for the past year. Over the past several weeks, things have subsided substantially. It's a family here up in New England, the mom, the dad, and their little daughter. And they had gone to pick up some antique items from the father-in-law's home, and they brought them home, and activity started very shortly afterwards. With the waterbed moving, things getting thrown around within the house, a very stable family. George, one of the things I look for when I get involved with investigating or going to a person's home is, what is their environment like? And this was a particular type of family where you had the three of them that lived in one home. Grandma lived in a home on the property also. And there were several other relatives. And they were a very close-knit family. And they don't fit the description of having this type of thing happening in their home. None of them were really interested in any of the paranormal per se, were practicing anything. So it was kind of difficult to understand where the doors had been opened for these things to actually start to happen.
Okay, now let me ask you this. Are you saying that those people who dabble a little bit, who create these windows of opportunity for ghosts or poltergeists or portals, they're more apt to get things to happen to them or wherever they may be than a family such as the one you just described that really doesn't understand what's going on and they're not involved in anything like that?
Absolutely, George. When we choose to be involved in this field, we open up the doors into that realm that so many are trying to understand and comprehend. When you do a casting of spells, when you go into haunted locations and open up the doors, play with a Ouija board, play with anything that is used as a device for communication, if you will, including channeling or mediumship or anything like that, you're going to experience more than the average person. That's why there's a lot of people out there, they've never had any experiences, they've never had any sightings of spirits. They usually aren't involved in any type of paranormal activity, if you will. But a person that gets involved with these types of things are going to experience this type of phenomena around them.
Now, John, the fact that this family that you're starting to describe was close-knit, caring, was not really familiar with poltergeists, ghosts. What then can you say about things that happen to them?
Usually there's reasons why things will occur. We do know today that with poltergeist activity per se, it usually focuses around a child that is 12, 13, or 14, usually going through the puberty state. For some reason, things trigger with these kids. And there are certain kids that spirit will be attracted to.
Well, how do they even know the kid exists? I mean, kind of describe for me what's out there. What does this spirit world seem like? What does it look like for them to know that there's some 12-year-old human kid out there on this planet, solid ground, and they're out to get them or to attach themselves to them?
Well, they're normally out there to attach themselves to certain children. And I believe it has a lot to do with the energy around the child or the aura around the child. And they are attracted to those individuals. The reason why is because those types of children are catalysts, and the spirit can communicate through them and with them a lot easier. Don't get me wrong, George, not all children that go through this process of growing up into adulthood experience to certain degrees that other children do.
Right.
But there are certain ones. But also, too, we have situations with these types of children that they've experienced things at a very young age. And a lot of the parents a lot of times will tell me that, you know, the children used to see this relative, or they would talk about this or explain this, and there was no way for those children to be able to have that knowledge. So this tells me that these children were probably already gifted, if you will. They're already tuned into the psyche world, and they could pick up a lot easier. This is the theory, and this is usually the pattern that I see why these certain things happen to certain children.
Here's something that I just thought about, John, and it's kind of scary. Most of us on this planet can't see the other dimension or the spirit world. I mean, mm-hmm. some people can, but most of us can't. However, those in that dimension, that spirit realm, can they, like, easily see us right now? I mean, if we were to plant ourselves where they are, where they may be, these entities, could they see what we're doing, moving around?
What I feel, these are the golden questions that we're all so intrigued to have these answers to. What I feel, George, is that they can pick up on us. They pick up on our energy. We know that because they use our energy to be able to manifest to do things. Do they see us as walking around as solid as we are? Is something we really don't know yet, but we do know that they do draw energy from electrical appliances, from people, to be able to use that energy to be able to do different things, to be able to communicate. One of the most common things when any type of paranormal activity takes place is most individuals will get very, very cold. And it's not just the hands or the feet, but you get this very, very cold sensation throughout your entire body. And when this occurs, when researchers are with me or even myself, that tells me that our energy is being used to be able to do something. So that's something that has been proven out. And we can detect in homes if we have hot spots or cold spots. And here again, I refer to that as different energy areas where it's being pulled to be so they can manifest to be able to do things.
Okay, let's pick up the story then with this family again. So what happened to them?
Well, I had received a telephone call from an aunt that was visiting, and she was totally, totally beside herself. She had gone back home, and she was explaining some of the events that had transpired while she was at her brother's house and with her niece. And she says it wasn't logical, nothing made any sense, and she was terrified for the child.